Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. I'm making this video to predict that Angela Rayner will be Prime Minister in only about 3 months' time. And it's terrible, it's sickening, it's so depressing. The United Kingdom really has gone to the dogs. But everybody knows that Starmer's living on borrowed time because of the Mandelson scandal. Any question is he going to resign before the local elections are after? And she's the front runner to take over. Because Andy Burnham's not even an MP. He's out of contention. He's the only other serious rival. People talk about Wes Streeting, who's tainted because of his friendship with Peter Mandelson. There's guilt by association. Epson's guilty of we know what. Mandelson's guilty of being his friend. And Streeting's guilty of being Mandelson's friend. And so on. Plus, Streeting's on the right of the party. Maybe not that successful as health secretary. Let's face it, Angela Rayner, she was deputy leader of the party, deputy prime minister, so she was the number two until she was forced to resign. Had Starmer dropped dead, she would have been prime minister. The king would have at least appointed for the interim until Labour elected a substantive leader, which might have been her. So Starmer tenders his resignation. It's a matter of time. Angela Rayner can very, very easily secure nominations. She's got enough Labour MPs easily backing her. And remember, once you are nominated to be leader of the Labour Party, every member of the Labour Party has a vote of equal value. It's not to say that an MP's vote counts for more than an ordinary man or woman who's a member of the party. This was a system changed by Ed Miliband, and that's what brought Jeremy Corbyn to the leadership. And remember, Angela Rayner was a vociferous admirer of Corbyn, and she served in his shadow cabinet, even though she's a very new MP at the time. So previously I was saying Streeting is going to be prime minister because I just can't bear the thought of Angela Rayner being prime minister. But, you know, good things just don't happen in politics. It's like almost like it only ever gets worse. So it really is nauseating. You know, wow, her to fill the shoes of like a Winston Churchill or Gladstone or Thatcher or the Earl of Liverpool or, you know, Pitt the Elder, Pitt the Younger, and all these titans of politics. So an absolute ignoramus, an international disgrace, someone who can't even speak properly. And then whenever she screws up, she'll say, oh, but I'm working class. You're just prejudiced against me. So she's carrying such a big chip on her shoulder and so on. So she's got a sob story, and Labour has a weakness for these moist tales of childhood deprivation. Maybe some of what she's saying is true, but so no doubt to make her feel welcome with this estate dinner, the state banquet, they'll have to feed her dog food just to bring out back happy memories of her childhood and so on. So, well, underestimate me at your peril, as she often says. Well, I mean, I know that she's a truly a dreadful person, a liar, a tax cheat and so on. But some people think that that's really good. So, but what would a Rayner prime ministership be like? Well, obviously she's a creature of the trade unions. That's what brought into the Labour Party. So they'd amend the law even more to make it almost impossible to employ people, limitless rights to go on strike, to have sick days, and to get all sorts of compensation. And people just wouldn't be able to manage workplaces because people could sue for anything as unfair dismissal or harassment or whatever. So it's just going to make business unworkable. It's going to drive unemployment even up. It's going to make the United Kingdom way less competitive. So it's terrible. It'll drive us into the ground, make everything absolutely sclerotic, go back to the 1970s. So the country's going to be paralytic because of what she's going to do. So she's really going to potentiate the trades union barons, you know, raising wages and so on. So lots of businesses are going to go bust. It'll make it more expensive to deliver any services in a restaurant, in a pub, in a hotel, anywhere that has cleaners, things like that. So expect to pay more for all your goods and services thanks to her. What else? So just throwing money at problems and so on. She's completely uneducated, so she just knows very little about the world beyond, you know, where she grew up or the sector she's worked in. She's not well traveled. She can't speak any other language to any extent. So she just doesn't have the depth that anything that would give her, not being in any managerial position. So, I mean, I wouldn't put her in charge of a bicycle, and it'd be terrifying to think that she's going to have her finger on the nuclear button. She doesn't have a grasp of details. She doesn't know what needs to be on a radar screen, like saying that the legal age of marriage was 16 when no, it was 18, and she was an MP when it was changed a couple of years ago. So there are loads of things that she doesn't know about. She's anti-democratic, saying, oh, no, we shouldn't have elections because these people only serve for a while. I mean, it's always cheaper not to have elections, maybe just not have elections forever. So she sees office as a way to enrich herself. And she's not very popular amongst her own constituents in Ashton-under-Lyne, which is what they're trying to do, the chicken run to Brighton, meant to be more secure territory for the Labour Party. So this HMRC investigation, will it go her way? And I have a hunch that it will, because like all the thing in the public sector, there's a very strong left-wing bias. They see the Labour Party as their party, just like Greater Manchester Police let her off the hook when she was lying about where she lived. Her council flat exercised that Thatcherite right to buy when in fact her brother was living there and she was living somewhere else. And then when she she got all this money compensation for her disabled child, the trust, the special house for her child, and she'll always exploit her children to kind of get away with things, use them as a shield for everything she's done, or her sex, saying, well, as I'm female, you can't criticize me, I can get with it. And unfortunately, on the left, there are a lot of people who buy this utterly specious argument. So it's a disgrace. But, you know, some people identify with her. People are working class. Hey, she's one of me. But actually, working class people are more attracted to Reform UK than Labour. But yeah, but there are some Labour voters who buy into that. So she's meant to be reassuring for traditional Labour voters, just like John Prescott was a generation before. And John Prescott was a bit of a hero of hers, was also a loudmouth and ignoramus, just a brute, someone who sexually abused women and so on. But for somehow that's okay, he gets a pass. Anyone else's accused is cast into the outer darkness. And he was accused by the wife of the late Austin Mitchell, a left-wing journalist, and I believe she's even a Labour Party member. And that could be false. But why would she say it decades ago when nothing was going to happen in her favor? She wasn't getting any compensation. She didn't ask that. She didn't try to take any legal action. I'm not sure Matt Prescott even denied it, and so on. An era when she was not going to be believed and men could get away with it. These days, there's every incentive to make up bogus allegations. But somehow, because he's one of Labour's own, that's absolutely all right. Goodness. So Angela Rayner, it's dreadful. It's shocking. Now, the good news is she'll be such a disaster for the Labour Party. Although she's popular amongst the Labour Party, she is detested by the country at large. There's someone like Wes Streeting, who's fairly popular amongst the Labour Party and more acceptable to Middle Britain. You know, anyone else like, I don't know, like maybe David Lammy will be more broadly acceptable to the public. You need someone who's going to pull your party up, not drag it down, who would attract people who don't usually vote for your party. But Angela Rayner is so tribal, so ultra aggressive. But, you know, she was a fairly good attack dog in some of those debates, and they'd successfully taught her to say the words Tory chaos. Goodness, she obviously can't speak grammatically. You know, subject verb agreement hasn't got that one, and claims it's working class to be wrong. It's not upper class or middle class to be correct. Grammar is what it is. So speaking ungrammatically, setting a bad example for children. They'll get lower marks in GCSEs precisely because of her. Wow. And then to think that she was Labour's education secretary, shadow education secretary for a while, a calculated insult. It was anti-pedagogical to appoint someone like her who was an educational disaster zone. Anyway, it is deeply dispiriting, but, you know, symptomatic of a country which hates success, which is wallowing this cult of victimhood. And where will she lead us? I mean, the good news is it probably a one-term Labour government if she's the Labour Prime Minister leading him to the next election. But apart from that, wow, I despair.